So I was always opposed to it. I would never meditate. I was like, you meditate? No, I'm not doing that. But when I was forced to do it in film school, I was like, oh shit, and I found something that I never found before. I felt something I never felt before. So that was where I found the way to bring the heart rate down and calm myself. You have to convince yourself, but you have to, if you're a kid, you have to convince your parents, the people who are financing it and funding it, right? So, and I knew my parents were strict on education. So I was like, okay, if I want to be an actor, let me show them. Let me go to the, like, acting schools. So I went to an acting school in Palm Beach. And I went to this one because Shia LaBeouf went to this school. So I was like, oh shit, Shia LaBeouf, let me go to that school. I go to that school. I find out years later, it was a scam.
The school was?
The school was a scam.
Oh, man.
So what they did was, we all apply for this school. We pay X, Y, and Z amount of dollars a month. Then they say, okay, we have a big trip in New York. You fly to New York,
yeah.
And then you do one audition, and all these agents, they come see you. We did all that. They had agents come, but they weren't real agents.
They like brought in bullshit fake people.
Yeah, they brought in bullshit fake people. They scammed all these people, all these parents, so they made so much money. They're shut down now.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, I don't even think I told my parents that. I found out later online.
Do they know now?
No, they still don't know.
Sorry, mom and dad, if you're just learning for the first time.
Yes, so it was crazy. So I'm going through stuff like that just to get to where I'm at now.
So, okay, it's funny because you're like this, such a good example of someone who just knows what they want and doesn't deviate. And like so many people's, when you hear their career, even the successful people, you know, they're kind of bobbing and weaving, and they thought they were starting here and they ended up here, and that's where their success came from, right? Mm-hmm. Yours is like, no, I knew I wanted to get here, and you didn't veer. You might have like found a different path to get there, but you always went back on the path, which is incredibly unique because, you know, so as you said, it's funny, you're like, you're still failing, even though like, you know, anybody else in the world looks at you and then you're like, I mean, he's a huge success, right?
Right, yeah.
But what you realized is you're like, okay, the path that I'm taking isn't working. Mm-hmm. So what is working? And you're like, you took this other step. You're like, okay, so I'm gonna have to go, as you said, you tried stand-up comedy, seemed to be the right way to go, that didn't work. But then going on to YouTube, which led to Vine, and then it's like, okay, now I gotta create a formula to figure out, how do I make it work on Vine? But that wasn't so you could become a social media star.
Right.
That was because you knew that was the next step to becoming an actor. Mm-hmm. And then you booked a TV show, not because you wanted to be in TV, but because you wanted to be a movie star, right?
Yeah.
And no matter what happened, like so many people that come on the show, their story, you know, it deviates there, right? It's like, so I thought I was going to be an actor, but then I became this huge social media star and I, you know, went over here, or I became a boxer and, you know, then I became the number one boxer and the story goes there. So what in you, because that is such a unique drive.
Yeah.
And I won't put you on the spot with how old you are, but like, you know.
35. Yeah.
All right. So, you know, you're 35 years old. And so since you've been 12, so now for 23 years, my math is okay. For 23 years. You've not deviated. And that's something that's so rare that you just know.
Yeah.
And you've basically, as you said earlier, manifested your own success. And every time you fail, you basically put it back into your formula and you figure out how am I going to use that to succeed, right?
Yeah.
Like, what is it inside you that you just know? And no matter what happens, like you could easily have said, hey, I can just go make the best living ever just doing YouTube and, you know, comedy and, you know, just doing that all day, but you still know no matter what, this is your path.
Yeah, I think it literally has to deal with how hard and how long it took me to get to where I'm at now. Even in middle school with Marco Chan, you know, seeing that and then seeing other people. There was another guy, his name was Robert Johnson. He was in a commercial. He was in a commercial at sixth grade and everybody would talk about it. Oh, he was in a commercial back in sixth grade. I was like, damn, I was jealous. I was like, damn,
yeah.
You know, so I was always driven like that. And it got to a point where, you know, when I'm so driven. It's like, if it's not purposing acting, I'm not doing it. Like you'll see I'm on social media, I'm on YouTube, everything. But you'll never see me do pranks. I'm not doing pranks. If I'm doing anything, it's acting. It's a skit where I'm playing a character. I'm being somebody that's not me. I got offered to host big shows like TRL. Turned it down because you know if it's not scripted, I'm not doing it. And people have thrown major money at me, and I've turned it down because it's like it's unscripted. No, if it's scripted, I'm in there. That's what I love to do. Like if it. I would tell people, like, if I wasn't an actor, I'd just be that crazy guy that's walking down the street just doing characters, just talking to himself. That would be me.
Go down to Venice Boulevard and put some skates on.
Yeah,
and,
you know, like, that would be me. Like, that's the only way I can fuel myself is through that.
So what's really cool about that here is, like, you just know yourself, and very few people figure that out until they're a lot older. Like, you know what... You know who you are and what makes you you. You're like, even like you said, you know, you could go get a ton of money doing an unscripted show, but it's just not you. Like, you like to act your whole life since you've been 12. You've just not stopped and you've not given up and you're not willing to sacrifice that. Like, you know, I didn't figure out who I was. I always say this till really I had kids. And then I figured out, like, this is who I am and this is how I'm comfortable in my own skin. And no matter what, no one's going to change me.
Right.
And like, even when I was on top of the world making, you know, 30 movies a year and 20 TV shows and being told I was, you know, the most powerful person in Hollywood and running the sports agency. Even back then, like, I still didn't know exactly who I was. I was still like bobbing and weaving a bit and, you know, kind of like, you know, I don't want to say easily swayed, but definitely was able to say, oh, you know what, I'm going this way, but I think I like that way a little better. I'm going to change my plan a bit, right? And it really wasn't until I had kids that I was like, no, now I know exactly what I will and won't change in my life.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
And you've found this spot where you just know, like you said, you're not willing to compromise it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's super commendable. And I think, I'm hoping kids who watch this, and not just kids, but anybody who watches this, like, sees that it's not about the money for you. It's not about the fame. Like, you're like, hey, you could go get a lot more money. Not that, you know, you're doing obviously just fine and, you know, you're very famous, but like, you could go get a lot more of that tomorrow, but it's not in the right way for you. So you're like, not, your moral integrity is standing there, right? And so, as you said, you're willing to stand in failure in a way, right? And stay in that failure until you hit the success versus doing what other people might perceive to be more success.
Right.
Is that like fair to say?
Yeah, 100%.
And how would you like to other people, if you were trying to speak to the audience and people who are like having these dilemmas of like, well, you know, because a lot of people value themselves on what other people perceive success as, right? Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, the biggest problem in our society is we judge ourselves not by ourselves.
Right.
But we judge ourselves by like, how other people see us.
Right.
Do other people see us as successful? Do other people think we're doing it right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the advice you would give to people when they're sitting there like, you know, doing something because other people think that's what, or they think that's what other people think they should be doing, or other people think or make them feel that's what their success is, versus internally they know they really want to be doing something else, but they're not.
Yeah, and I think that just becomes breaking it down to getting to know who you are. And a lot of people don't really know who they are yet. And the only way you can figure out who you are is by taking that time to yourself. You have to escape. I don't know, if you take a trip somewhere, leave your phone away. Maybe it's a week, maybe it's 3 days, maybe it's whatever. But you have to isolate yourself and just figure out how to meditate, or, you know, it just bring it all down and bring everything into perspective and know what your goals are, know what's important, is your family, your health. Like, figure out what's really important, and then you'll realize, like, oh, these other things, people, others' opinions doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is me. Take care of yourself, and then what makes you happy, and you'll find out what makes you happy. Maybe it's cooking. For me, it's learning. I like learning. I taught myself how to play the piano. If I ever feel like I'm stressed out, I'll go. I'll find a song, a cover I want to learn. I'll learn that cover. I'll play, and it'll reset me. And okay, now I know my goals. Now I know what I need to do. So I think a lot of that is finding out who you are. You know, there's triggers that make people upset, right? If someone says, fuck you, it's going to make you feel a certain type of way. But you also have to realize there's triggers that can make you happy as well. It's your purpose to find out what those triggers are to make you happy. For me, it's listening to a certain type of music and it's walking in nature, right? So that's my happy trigger. So if I'm ever feeling depressed, down, I know to switch on that type of music and I know to go to that certain park or forest or whatever. You know, to reset. And then when you reset, you can say, okay, this is important. Your religion, your family, your this, your that, boom, boom, get down your list, and then your goals and your purpose, and then you can go back and walk in that faith that you have. But yeah, it first comes from knowing who you are.
Yeah, that's such good advice. And I hope people, like, coming from you, I really hope people, like, take it to heart, because that's going back to even when I was saying, when I figured out who I really was, what I first figured out was, I don't give a shit what anybody else thinks. Mm-hmm. I care what I think or feel. I care what my kids think, feel. Mm-hmm. I care what my parents think, feel. And maybe there's a group of like 8 or 9 people around me that I love and I care about them.
Yeah.
And I could not care one shit outside of that, of what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter even the slightest, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And when you hit that spot, like, I don't know, the freedom of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell everyone, I'm like, I wish everybody could feel this, because how free you become as a person when you're just like, I really don't care.
Yeah.
Like, at all. Doesn't it faze me the littlest bit? What fazes me is like the people I love and care about.
Yeah.
And I know they love and care about me because they'll also tell me if I'm fucking up. Mm-hmm. So they're not the people around me that are like kissing my ass and telling me, oh, you're so great. Because I had a lot of those around me when I was like, you know, up here. But they're the people who will look at you and say, like, no. That's fucked up, and you actually like tell you to your face, like, that's the person I love. And I wish more people could actually hit that spot that you found, where you're just like, because you said it kind of quickly, where you're just like, when I realized you should only care what you think, not what others think, right? And what the people who love you think, and what God thinks. And you, as you said, you found your way of getting there. If you get upset, you meditate, you go into nature, right? And people need to find their meditation, or they're going to nature, or they're playing a piano.
Yeah.
What do you think is the best way for someone who's like, you know, going through a hard time, like right now, who's, you know, they're going through a moment of, you know, whether it's they're depressed, they're trying to figure out what to do with their life, they're ready to give up, they feel like they're failing, you know, they don't have that piano yet, they don't have that walk in nature, and they just feel like there's nothing that can help them. What advice would you give them?
Yeah, that's the challenge. That's the main challenge, to figure out what your happy trigger is. We all have the triggers that make us angry, but what's that trigger that makes you happy? It's like, maybe start off with the meditation. Maybe start off with a guided meditation. Maybe try that, you know, then you take it a step further. Maybe you try a guided meditation while you're doing yoga or stretching or whatever it is. But you have to find a way to bring your heart rate down and keep you calm. You know, because there's different types of meditation. You have the guided meditation. Then you have the ones where you flex your body, your every muscle really tense, and you loosen everyone up slowly like this. And then you can figure out, okay, so there's something physical in me that makes me relax. Because some people it's mental, some people it's physical. You know, that's why you see a lot of people, they turn into fighters, they turn into boxers, because they find a way to release their stress by hitting a punching bag. So that's the hardest thing. The hardest thing is to find out what your happy trigger is. That's the hardest thing. But you just got to keep on searching.
How'd you find yours? How'd you find out that, you know, I meditate like probably, not joking, 8-9 times a day. So like, I know how for me it was, but how did you figure it out? And piano. And how did you figure all that out?
Mine was accidental. In film school, meditation was required.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we had a class just for meditation for our MFA program. So we did that, and I was like, oh shit, wow, that was crazy, because I'm from Florida, we ain't meditating, bro. You meditating, you a fairy, bro.
Not unless you know Will Smith.
Not unless you know Will Smith.
Then you can meditate.
Yeah. So I was always opposed to it. I would never meditate. You meditate? No, I'm not doing that. But when I was forced to do it in film school, I was like, oh shit, and I found something that I never found before. I felt something I never felt before. So that was where I found the way to bring the heart rate down and to calm myself. And the way I found out what else I liked was, accidentally, I was just being by myself, just walking. And then I put on these headphones. They were back in the day, they're the Beats headphones, yep. So noise canceling, turn on a certain type of music. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, I felt amazing. There was nobody else there. It was just me, the music. I was dancing. Like, if someone was looking, they'd be like, oh, this motherfucker's crazy. But I found that, and now I know no matter what, it could be the worst day ever. I'd put on that headphone, put on that music, go into nature, I'm walking, I'm looking around. Maybe it's because I'm realizing what life is. This is God created all of this, the earth, the trees, the sky, everything. You're like, oh shit, this is what life is. It's like nothing else matters. You know what I mean? You realize like, oh shit, there's people in other parts of the world that can't get water, that can't get food, that can't get, and then we're crying over, oh, you know, my girlfriend broke the glass, you know, it's over some stupid shit.
Like spilled milk.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be upset over some things that aren't really that important. So it's something I found it accidentally, which is crazy.